start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. New York, New York, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Empire City Reptiles Live. Now, I know we started a little bit late, but, you know, we're getting back into the swing of things. So, we had to play a little bit of Frank Sinatra to just cool everybody down. But we are back on track, and I promise you, this will be a great show. Now, enough with that. Today is our welcome back premiere party, you know, yada, yada, yada show. We haven't been on live air since October of 2016, and now it is 2017, January 7th. So I would like to wish everyone a happy new year. Tonight's show is sponsored by Symptom Black Fly Soldier Fly. Ooh, Symptom Black Soldier Fly Solutions. And they are a breeder of black soldier flies, which is dubbed one of the healthiest options for feeding to your reptiles and amphibians. So you can find them online at www.symptombsf.com, where you will find a full array of different black soldier fly solutions for your every little need. Great bugs for great animals. So today we're going to be sitting down and talking to with Alexio Alvarez from Imperial Supergiants. If you're familiar with Instagram, you will know him. He has over 20,000 followers on Instagram, and he just has a very huge social media presence. He started as a kid with animals from birds, dogs, snakes, and to lizards. So enough with me talking about him. I would like to welcome him on to the show so he could tell you a little bit more about what he's doing. Good evening, Alexio. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Chris? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. And you?
Pretty good. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah. So I want to just start off by asking you, what do you do? I know that your interest lies with various types of reptiles. So what really interests you, and what do you do?
Well, right now I'm just working with, your commonly known leopard gecko.
Okay.
That's mainly what I'm focusing on right now. But probably in the future, I'll work with other species within those, lines. But right now my main focus is mainly leopard geckos.
Okay. So leopard geckos have so many different morphs. So what type of morphs are you working with right now?
Right now I got a couple different morphs. I'm working with two of the albino strains. I'm working with Tremors and the Rainwaters. I'm also working with Tangerines. I'm working with the white and yellow gene.
Okay.
I have a blood emery, and I'm working with, some bloodline. Around those lines right there.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. So you said you're working with Tangerines and you have the Rainwater. So out of all the morphs that you are currently producing, which one seems to be the most interesting and has the best outcomes for you?
So far, honestly, I did this blood pairing, this super giant blood to my super giant Tremper, and it gave me some very nice blood Trempers. And the outcome of those are really spectacular, I say. And actually, the giveaway gecko was from that pairing, so the giveaway gecko that I'm giving away from that pairing.
Yeah. So anyone who actually follows us on Instagram will know that we did have a little bit of a giveaway. Actually, I wouldn't even call it a little bit. We had almost 200 entries, but we did have a reptile giveaway. We haven't had one of those in a little while. I know last one was the tiki gecko giveaway, so... we both felt that it was something that we should do. So we did it, and you guys just knocked it out of the park.
I honestly did it because, my supporters are incredible. Like, the 2 years that I've been into this, it's been, like, amazing. And to show my appreciation and, my gratitude, like, I wanted to do something like this. So this whole interview thing just came at the right time, and everything just fell into place, and I decided to do the giveaway.
Oh, of course. So, what's happening? All right. So, I want to talk a little bit more about your leopard gecko. So, as you know, I'd like to ask my special guests this. Now, there is a rising morph coming out called it goes by a lot of different names. I know it's called the Black Pearl, and it's called.
Yeah.
Black Knight. So it's, hence the name, it's a black leopard gecko. So how do you feel about that? I know they're really hard to get your hands on, but what are you thinking about that?
I believe it's pretty, I'm kind of knowledgeable on it, I haven't gone into real depth about it, but the Black Pearl I know originated in Europe, and a Canadian breeder bought the project. He had some visuals, but he ended up selling some of the visuals, I believe, and kept, like, a male visual and het females. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the year that he bred them, he didn't hit any visuals. So, really, I'm not sure if it's, like, a recessive, a line-bred type of thing there, but it's definitely still, I guess, in the process of it, becoming what it is, and people are still trying to find out what it truly is. But in all honesty, the gecko is beautiful. Like, I mean, it's an all black gecko,
beautiful.
But yeah, that's really it's gorgeous, man. It's beautiful. I haven't seen one, personally, but pictures, I've seen them. And actually SG Reptiles, Andrew from Supreme Genetics or Genes, he actually just got one, and I can't wait to see what he does with that,
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Shout out to Jeff.
To actually come over into the U.S. a little bit more than they originally were. So that's definitely good that we're starting to get them in the U.S.
In the U.S., right.
So I'm going to go off a little bit of topic. Since we're talking about different countries, ladies and gentlemen, I want to extend my deepest gratitude to all of you out there. So recently, Block Talk Radio came out with a beta version of something called an audience tracker. Now, the audience tracker breaks down your listeners by country. Now, of course, the United States led the pack by 94.73%. But another country was right behind it, and I'm kind of shocked that I do have listeners all over the world. And France has 5.88% listener rate, as well as Spain, 2.63% listener rate, and then followed by Canada, 2.85%, and then China, 2.56% listener rate. I want to thank all. First off, I'm speechless. Thank you for listening to our show all over the world. It's something that I've never thought that would actually come to be. My biggest goal when I started this was to educate people on the value of reptiles and the keeping of reptiles across the world. Since in other countries, I know you guys don't have access to the amount of information that we have over here in the U.S. and the amount of supplies that we have that we take for granted here in the U.S. So it's really, really great to see that across the whole entire world that we do have listeners and people that actually care and want to sit down and talk and not just listening for the giveaways. Since they cannot participate in the giveaways, they aren't listening for the giveaways. So they're actually listening to enlighten themselves on different breeds of reptiles and different types of reptiles. So I'm very, very thankful to you guys for listening. And I'm going to try to include some people from different countries. If I can get those people, I know the shows are going to be in different time zones, but I'm going to try to incorporate some people from different countries into the show so you guys can all benefit from everything and you guys can have somebody there who may be willing to do a giveaway for you guys, just you guys in these other countries other than the U.S. and Canada. So once again, thank you for that. That was very, very nice to see. Now,
that's amazing. Wow.
Number, but for our new listeners, the number to call into to speak to Alexio is 713-955-0793. That number is 713-955-0793. So if you want to talk to him and ask him a couple questions, I know everyone does have a couple questions for him. The number is 713-955-0793. So I want to know, how did you even get into leopard gecko?
Well, it all started really when I was young. I've owned from all types of animals, honestly. It all started with, you know, your regular dog in the house, from birds to fishes. I got my first turtle, my tortoise, reptile, you can say, around the age of 6, I want to say. It was a spurred tortoise. And from there on, the passion of reptiles has just grown. And throughout my years of, you know, my young days, I've owned from Savannah monitors, tegus, you name it, iguanas, you know, your basic little creatures there. I had leopard geckos at that time, but I never really had, you know, the income to provide the right supplies and the proper care, you know. So I kind of, you know, got out of it for a while. When I became, you know, after high school, I graduated and I jumped back into the hobby because mainly I was looking for something to keep me busy. And also the amount of genetics and morphs that popped out from over the years truly grasped my attention. You know, it's mm-hmm. incredible how far this has come. It's truly incredible. So
it's incredible.
You know,
to me, it's incredible the amount of people that that are very interested in leopard geckos and the amount of breeders that are interested in breeding leopard geckos. When I started, 2013, there was a very, very small community in leopard geckos, and now there's just it exploded. I know there was, let me shout out some people, Darian Kerr, Necco Geckos. I remember her being there. She's still on. She's actually coming back this year. So go check her out.
Okay.
She was on Instagram. I know there are a couple other people that are on Instagram. But the amount of people now is just hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people on Instagram all getting at the same thing, trying to enhance. I mean, there are, of course, some that are just in it for the money, sadly. But there are a lot of people that are in it just for the benefit. Now we're going to go to the line. Mm-hmm. We have somebody from 314 area code. So,
all right.
Good evening, 314. I don't know your name, so just tell me your name.
Oh, right, my name is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. How are you doing?
How are you guys? I'm with Tailspin, so on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
What's up? How are you?
How are you?
Good.
I myself do not have a leopard gecko, but I was wondering, do you keep most of yours in a rack? I have two questions, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you
just wondering. And also, which is your favorite show?
Okay. So for the first one, yes, I do keep all my geckos in racks. I have 28 quarts. I have these 16 quarts, but they're a lot larger, so I can keep both juveniles, hatchlings, and sometimes adults. But mainly for, like, if you know, mostly I do try to work with my super giant. I keep those in 28 quarts. But most all my geckos are really in racks. The sea serpent racks. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but they work amazingly, amazing. And I got them, you know, both hooked up to thermostats, so temperatures are all set properly, and they're living well in there. I have no problems at all. They're living perfectly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And for shows, as in like the shows around me. Like super shows and stuff like that.
Or just of all time. What's your favorite that you've been to? Whether you've ended or
not. The Daytona one so far, I'm not going to lie. Because I met Jeff out there, Jeff Galewood from JMG. And I met Ron Tremper out there. So that so far has been the greatest one I've been to.
Oh, Ron Tremper. Ron Tremper.
Yeah, the old
man.
Ron. But, I mean, that's, you know, that's only because I've been in here and I've been in the hobby, you know, about just 2 years. But I do, you know, I do want to set a goal to go to San Antonio and California and those big super shows out there, you know. That's a goal of mine.
That would be great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that'll be amazing.
So what is your favorite show, Crystal?
Oh, Tinley so far. I haven't been to many, but Tinley's my favorite.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, are you interested in the giveaways tonight?
Oh, heck yeah.
Of course.
That's all about she's missing now, man. That's all she needs is a leopard gecko.
I have, like,
your
everything. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Good luck. Stay tuned. We'll be announcing that in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned.
Okay, sounds great.
Cool.
All right. Thanks
all right,
for calling.
Thanks, Crystal.
All right, thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Good night.
All right. Yeah, so
cool.
You said that your Daytona was your favorite expo.
Yeah, so far, I mean, we've had our little ones, you know, Lakeland, Florida. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I've been to the Lakeland show and the nearby ones in Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, we have our New York Westchester show. I mean, it's a good show. It's one of the largest in the east of the country. But I mean, definitely want to attempt to get out there to the super shows because it's not really that super. I mean, we have two rooms, the annex the main floor. But what's his name? I think his name is John. He does a really good job in managing it. So shout out to him on that.
All right.
All right. So she talked about racks. So I want to know. You say you use the sea serpent rack. So what do you recommend for jumping into leopard geckos? Somebody who's trying to jump in, not as necessarily a breeder, maybe keeping a large amount of leopard geckos. What do you recommend?
Definitely the Definitely the rack system works for me because it's more economical, I guess you can say, because, I mean, you put, you know, the substrate is very, very simple. It's a it's paper towel. You got your feeder dish. You got a calcium dish. You got your water bowl dish and a simple little hide that they can use. I do have, there's these little Ziploc tubs that I use. They're very small, like really small. I use those. I put Eco Earth inside there just to have a little small humidity box for them, you know. I use that for mostly my babies and my juveniles. And then adults, I go into a larger tub and place Eco Earth in there just so that they can have a nice place to, you know, help them go through a shedding process or a cooling, you know, to cool down. But I definitely recommend a rack system if you're trying to breed and expand, you know. Those are probably the best options. Because, you know, a glass terrarium, it gets pricey. You know, they cost more than what you'll pay for one rack, you know, eventually buying 30 or 40 glass terrariums. I don't even know where you would keep them, honestly. But, you know, it'll build up, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, definitely a rack system, yeah.
Yeah, so also a lot of people tend to think that you just buy the rack and that's it, but there is also a huge element of heat, and you need a thermostat, and there's been times where people use racks without a thermostat, and
right.
Did it go well? No, not really. So that's something that everyone needs to keep in mind, that you do need a thermostat. So what do you recommend for a thermostat? Well, what do you use for a thermostat?
For thermostats, as thermostats go, what I use a VE100 and the VE200. These, they have a couple of them, but they're called Verarium Electronics. You can actually go to seaserpents.com and you could find them there. They have, you know, they have a couple of options there that you can choose from. But those are very, very trustworthy. I set them at one temperature, and that's the temperature that it gives me. My heat tape runs throughout the whole rack, and it's a 3-inch wide heat tape. And you know, my settings. What was that?
You use FlexWatt.
FlexWatt, exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
and the cool thing is, what Chris does at Sea Serpents, it's all included already. You know, the heat tape's all already installed. The rack is already built. Tubs are already in it. So. All you need to do is hook up a thermostat, wash out your tubs real good, and fit before putting any animals in there, of course. But it's all ready to go for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys,
let's
start this giveaway thing early. It's not for the get-go, but we do have a giveaway sponsored by the beautiful people over at SymptomBSF.com. So SymptomBSF is willing to give away a $100 gift certificate to their online store. So you can buy pretty much almost a 2-month supply of black soldier fly black soldier fly larvae, which you can feed to your leopard geckos, to your Pac-Man frogs, to basically anything but the snakies, the little snakies, you know, the snakes. You can get so much on here, and I'm having so much fun just going through and just drooling over these larvae for my little geckos over here. So if you're interested in this $100 gift card, which you would be crazy not to get if you do own any leopard gecko, call in at 713-955-0793 right now and claim that prize. It's a $100 gift certificate to Symptom Black Soldier Fly Solution. And the good thing is, these people work. They actually are on the Penn State University campus and work with Texas A&M University. So they really know what they're doing and they know their bugs. So I definitely suggest that you give them a try and go ahead and claim this prize. Once again, that is 713-955-0793 if you want some free larvae. And I think this is Crystal calling back. I think she wants this prize. Let's see. She was the first one, so let's go to the line.
Uh-oh.
Is this Crystal?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, you want it. Actually, you just were the first one. Now that we have like six people on the switchboard, so congratulations, you won tonight's first prize, sent the Black Lives Matter Solution. So just go ahead and send me a direct message on Instagram at ESR Live, and you can claim that prize so you can get that that certificate.
Okay, thanks so much.
Congrats, Crystal. All right.
Thanks
yeah,
again.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I want to jump into something. I want to jump into enigmas. So enigmas, as you guys know, are a very controversial morph in the leopard gecko community. So a lot of people don't like enigmas because of the enigma syndrome. So I'm not sure if you've ever dealt with enigmas before. Have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't yet. And in the beginning, of course, I had a real interest in them, because of the amazing colors that they come in, the variations and, you know, the morphs. But, yeah, I haven't jumped into them. I honestly don't know if I am, because of the fact, you know, they do have that ES syndrome. But I know I've heard, from what I've heard and what I've seen, there are some that don't, you know, they strive well. They're a normal gecko and everything. But I think it could still manifest within, you know, breeding over the years. It could probably pop up randomly.
Definitely.
I don't know. I don't think I'll jump into those anytime in the future, really.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful animals.
Heard,
the colors are gorgeous. Yeah.
From recent folks that I've talked to and that I actually been on the show, they've said that they have here in a few that they will have some issues with, and then they have a whole lineage of just nothing, no enigma syndrome, and then it just pops back up.
Right.
So it's definitely a gamble if you're willing to take it. I mean, I would definitely consider it, but it's definitely for a certain few.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you also work with Rainwaters, correct?
Yeah, I work with the Rainwater Albino, and I got my Rainwaters off of Don Hamilton from Highwood Exotics. I picked up, why I went to him was for the Firewaters. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Yeah,
but those definitely caught my eye and my interest, and I dove right into them the first time I seen them, which was kind of risky because I really didn't know too much about the history of them, but I did I did my history before, of course, purchasing the trio, but they're amazing, and I actually have one right now. It's a Rainwater reverse stripe. I bred her to my Firewater male. So that's a nice little cross there. We'll see what we get. She's actually laying eggs soon here.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I know that you are gearing up for the new breeding season. So what do you have in store? What do you have planned so far for?
All right. This season, what I have planned for, and I'm aiming to hit some shows eventually if I have, you know, a large enough stock to, you know, set up a nice table. I have tangerines from Gecko Boa that I am, you know, hoping
John
to produce some this
year.
Hey,
John, if you're listening out there, let's get you back on the show. You were on the show last time, but let's get you back on here, buddy. It's so fun.
Yeah, that guy is amazing. The stuff he does, it's incredible. And the knowledge he provides us with, is it's a big help, you know, because there's a few people that still hide a little, you know, they hide some things from us, but that guy, honestly, he is top of the line. Incredible.
Yes, definitely.
But,
definitely.
Yeah, so back on topic, I'm working on a white and yellow project. I'm trying to get, I'm aiming for Tremper white and yellows. So hopefully by the end of this season, I'll have something popping up. I have atomic line tangerine trempers that I'm working on. I'm just, you know, line breeding those. I also have, of course, your normal super giant trempers. I have a blood emerine, super giant that I'm crossing back to the daughter. So we'll see what we get out of that. That's really it. I mean, I know it seems like I have a lot of geckos on my Instagram page, but it's 30, including the babies. So I'm taking things slowly. I want to do things right, the right way. Oh, and one more thing. Keone, my super giant Godzilla Snow Diablo Blanco, I just recently purchased the mail from John, Super Snow Diablo Blanco. So I'll be pairing those two up this year. And hopefully have some nice giant. Yeah, I'll nice, you know, super snow
he's
giant.
He's like your mascot, right?
Diablo.
He's almost like your mascot.
Yeah, she blows up the Instagram. Yeah, people love her. Yeah. All
right. So everyone,
she gets the most attention.
Everyone, I want you to take out your phones right now, and I want you to do something for me. Okay. So we have something new on ESR Live. When I returned, we decided to make it a little easier to know what's going on in the show. So we have something called show reminders. So I want everyone to take out their phones and type in the number 81010 and text the message show@showremy to 81010. So this is how you do it. If I need to break it down, you need to go to your text message, whatever text message thing you use, yada, yada, yada. Type in the number 81010 and text this message. It's at @showremi, show Remy. And you'll be reminded on any future updates on the show, if that's cancellations, if that's giveaways, or if that's any new assignments, you will know first, and you will have a better chance of getting in there first. So I want to get back to think of your breeding of this upcoming breeding season. So you said that you do have Diablo Blanco. So how did you get into all these different morphs? So like, what attracts you to what morphs, and what kind of moves you away from the
From the beginning, the reason why my name is Imperial Supergiant, from the knowledge that I had known from that time, I wanted to jump into the supersized stuff, you know? So I dove straight into the Supergiants. But from gaining all the knowledge throughout the months and the year, I noticed and I learned that the Supergiant is only contained around the Tremper. So my vision was to bring the Supergiant genetic gene into other morphs and other, you know,
understandable.
But, you know, you can't really do that because you're really crossing, you're getting too risky there, and you're crossing, you know, you're getting too close to I guess you can say muddying up the waters, you can say. Too close to lineages, you're touching too close to things. So I kind of want to pull back and just keep it in the Tremper, within the Tremper lines.
Mm-hmm.
So I started jumping into my rain waters, my fire waters. I started jumping into the white and yellow. I jumped into the Diablo Blanco because it's within the Tremper line, so the Supergiant is there. And I can, you know, increase and enhance the visuals on that gecko. So the white, you know, I'm trying to aim for a wider gecko in a larger size. And really, you know, that's I'm leaning more towards now, since I'm gaining more knowledge, purity. You know, it's all about the purity for me.
Yeah.
And not risking the animal's genetics and the true quality of that animal. So, I want to keep things nice and tight. So I'm not trying to really go off track and just, you know, like just breed like crazy. So I'm taking my time with things. And I know people always ask me, when am I going to sell something? And I'm sorry for not, you know, putting anything out there yet. That's why I did this giveaway, so that, you know, you guys can have a chance to get your hands on one. But yeah, you know, I'm taking it, you know, day by day, just, you know, taking my time with it and doing things right, you know. And it's a lot to learn. It's a lot to grasp in this hobby. You know, there's so many variations and beautiful animals that you just want to get your hands on and just start breeding. But it's not really like that. You know, you gotta learn the history, the lineage, and learn from where it came from and make sure that animal is truly from where it came from. So people like Gecko Boa, John, he's such a resourceful person that you can really trust that person and you know, obtain some amazing animals because the history is all there. He knows the history. He knows where, you know, things have came from, and he just kept on line breeding and providing us with some nice lines. And
yes,
I kind of want to follow in those footsteps, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. How do you ensure that your geckos, that any gecko that you produce, remains pure to its lineage?
Crossing it with something with not crossing it with another line. Like, let's say, for example, my atomic line that I got from John.
Mm-hmm.
He has atomic line tangerines. So just grabbing a male and a female from, you know, that same lineage and just breeding and continue breeding, you know, that line. Now, I know that when you continue breeding the same line for a certain amount of years, it's too risky. So then you can outcross and bring it to a different blood, you know, just to get some different blood in there and keep the line, you know, nice and clean at least. As in
definitely.
Pure, it's a pure, honestly, it's kind of hard to really know if the animal is pure or not, you know, because there's been so much mixes and crosses that people market things, but you never truly know if it's that pureness. Now, if the person has originally had a pair of those type of geckos, from the time that they were introduced to the hobby and they bought, you know, a few geckos from that person, then that's very trustworthy, you know, that's very trustful. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to jump into a little bit more about your social media presence. Now, as I've been following you since I've been following you, I'm not sure how long I've been following you, but every day you post in the morning, you post in almost like an inspirational quote, not necessarily a quote, but an inspirational message. So
yeah,
what is your reasoning behind that? Like, what is your goal? What is your main objective by posting
honestly,
that every day?
It just comes from the heart because, like, I know people wake up every day and have a rough start to the day, or just things aren't going well within their life right now. The situation that they're in right now is kind of bringing them down and not inspiring them. So I do try to, you know, put in some inspiration in there. I always upload at 10:30, so I always try to get it at that time.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm really just trying to keep myself aligned and enlightened because, you know, you could fall into a really dark place, and I kind of been there, and I don't want to fall into that place again. So I always try to remind myself, you know, keep positive and, you know, just do the best that you can in life. You know, just take it day by day, live in the present, and just maintain a nice, healthy, positive mindset, because any little thing can knock off your positivity and just drown you in negative. And
definitely,
maybe a simple little quote or I know it's sometimes cheesy to people, but it could be, you know, because people are they put on filters and they don't show them true selves and always, you know, maintain a filter or a, you know, ego. But, you know, if you break down that ego and you just become your true self, you know, there's nothing more beautiful than that than showing and being yourself. So throwing in a little quote or something might change your mood, might change your mind on the situation you're in right now. I just try to live, you know, more positively now. because it could be a dark place. It could be a dark world, you know. But that's really why, yeah. That's really why I do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Music means that it's that time of the day, our giveaway section of our show. So we're down to 4 minutes and about exactly 4 minutes now. So we're going to give away this gecko. Now, we're going to do this nice, and we're going to do this very, very nice. It's going to be great. So I don't want anyone to go on Alexio's page after this giveaway and say, I need to win the gecko this week. I don't like this mess. Because you will be blocked. So if you do it, you will be blocked. You know I don't play around with this. You know I will stop a giveaway in a heartbeat and no one gets the gecko. So we're going to do this nice and professional. So we have three winners for tonight. So we have one winner who will get the gecko, another winner who is a runner-up, and another runner-up to the runner-up. Because I know some people forget about the giveaway. They'll enter like 2 weeks in advance and then forget about it. So I want to give everyone a chance, and if all three of those people don't pick up, we're going to go to freestyle, and whoever calls in first will win the gecko. So our winner is, drumroll please, yada, 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 Jessica's Leo. So it's JessicaLeos underscore. So Jessica's Leo's underscore has won the Super Giant Tremper Blood Cross Tempsex as a female. So you have about 30 seconds to call in, 713-955-0793. Jessica Leos, you have, once again, you have around 30 seconds to call in. So get that call in because we only have like 2 minutes left of the show. So get that call in and we'll see if you actually get the gecko. So since you have a very large social media presence, how do you deal with hate on your account?
How do I deal with, can you repeat that please? I'm sorry.
How do you deal with hate?
Oh, with hate. Oh,
We only have like a minute left, so I have to go ahead and call the next winner. So the next winner is, let me go back to the list, and that is Neko Geckos. Darian, you actually won. You're the runner-up to the runner, well, just the runner-up. So you have 30 seconds to call in, 713-955-0793. Or we're going to go freestyle. So you have 30 seconds from now to call in Neko Geckos. That is 713-955-0793. Wow, I'm so shocked because people always do this. They enter the giveaway.
People are working right now too.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
They win and then they miss out and then they get mad. this is an every week thing. Okay, so that time is approaching the end. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on air, if you're listening, give us a call and you will win the gecko. 713-955-0793. Give us a call and you win. You have 30 seconds or nobody wins. Well, all right. We have a 305 number. 305. Oh, we have a 314. Is that you, Crystal, calling in? But yeah, I'm sorry. You did not win. Oh, we have a 786. We have a 328. No, let's give this one a call. Good evening. Welcome to ESR Live.
Hello.
Oh, my God. We have 37 callers on hold. Good evening. Welcome. You won.
Hello.
Kev, how are you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kev Barron. I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Woo, Kev.
Miami.
You Kev have won the gecko, doing, so the gecko will not be traveling that far.
I won it. Kev. Yeah! It's like the first thing I ever won in my life. Woo! I love
yes,
you,
Woo! Congrats.
Woo!
So,
dude, I've been following you, man. I can't believe it, dude. Woo! I kick ass, man.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Blow
awesome.
My mind. Awesome. Dude, I love your geckos, bro. And I wanted a super giant. I've been dying
Thanks,
for a super
man.
Giant. In fact, I
Thanks,
contacted
bro.
You. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's all good. Go ahead.
I contacted you about my rack because I was having a problem about my rack, and I was like, I was hooking up a rack, and I wanted a thermostat, and it had one probe, so I didn't know if like all the racks could get, you know, done with one probe, you know. So that was cool, and you answered me, so that's really cool, man.
Awesome, bro, dude. I'm really happy that you won, man. I can't wait to meet you. You're right here.
Yeah, I'm right here in Miami, Florida.
You're literally right
here.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
I used to breed geckos back in 20 years ago when there was no such thing as a morph. And, you know, I was moving around, and, you know, I got rid of them. And, you know, I think back, and I had a super snow. It was a white gecko.
Okay.
It wasn't called not a super snow, but a snow. It was a white gecko. It wasn't called a snow then, but just a weird gecko. And, you know, I got girls, and I wanted to get them into a hobby. I went to Daytona. I used to Daytona when it was in Orlando at the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Okay, bro.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. Blow my mind. Killer, man. Killer.
Yeah, Kev, let's do this. All right.
Awesome.
Congrats,
dude. So killer. Good to meet you guys, man. It's awesome.
Good to meet you, too,
man. So where do we go from here?
Listen, just DM me just DM me. Send me a message stating your name, and we'll talk from there, bro. Yeah.
Awesome. Killer, man. Hey, nice to meet you guys. Thank you. Your inspirational quotes are killer. Your gecko is killer. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bro. Have a good night, man. I'll talk to you
soon. All right, you too, man. All right, thank you.
All right, bro. All right. Chris?
What?
Oh, are you guys waiting on me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was actually getting rid of some colleagues on the switchboard. So, oh man, he already left. Let's call him back. Let's give him a call back. Can we even call him back? No. I can all wait.
What?
No, I can't give him a call back. We already ran over our time. So, thank you guys so much for tuning in for tonight's event. We are just so astounded by the amount of calls that we did receive for the freestyle event. So once again, thank you guys. Once again, thank you to you, Alexio, for coming on the show and giving it away.
No, thank you. You don't understand how nervous I was to do this because it's, you know, it's my first ever, you know.
Yeah,
it was
good, right? It went well.
I liked it. I loved it. Thank you very much for, having me on here, man. I really appreciate that.
We would love to welcome you back on sometime soon.
Cool, man. All right.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Take it easy, man. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye. All right, guys. That wraps up our main event. Thank you guys so much for the premiere party. Next weekend, sorry we do not have a show. I'm definitely so sorry about that. We do not have a show next weekend because of scheduling issues. But the weekend after that, we'll be back and better than ever with John Lehman from Morph Market. He'll be sitting down and talking to us of a revolutionary website called Morph Market that is just simply amazing. It just blows my mind every time I go on and look at it. Great. It's just great. Once again, I thank you all so much for tuning in. I love you all. And good night.
Tonight, I just want to take you away. So you're in the midst of change. Let's get this party all right.
Play it. Put your pinky finger to the moon. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky, ring up to the moon.